Leaving Mormonism: Why Four Scholars Changed Their Minds, by Corey Miller, Lynn K. Wilder, Vince Eccles, and Latane C. Scott. Kriegel, 2017, 311 pages. Table of Contents. 1. Introduction. Contemplating Mormonism Lovingly, Credibly, and Truthfully. Corey Miller. 2. In Search of the Good Life. Corey Miller. 3. I Was There. I Believed. Latane C. Scott. 4. Social Consequences of Mormon Teachings. Finding Post-Mormon Mental Health. Lynn K. Wilder. 5. Wrestling with Nature and God. James Vincent Eccles. 6. Why Believe in God? Objections to Faith by the New Atheism. Corey Miller and Lynn K. Wilder. Summary. Chapter 1. Introduction. Contemplating Mormonism Lovingly, Credibly, and Truthfully. Corey Miller. Each of the authors of this book have earned doctorates, are followers of Jesus Christ, and were formerly Mormons. There is much to appreciate about Mormons, and there is a natural alliance between evangelicals and Mormons on many social and ethical issues. As much as we love and respect them, they do not believe the gospel, and this reality must not be evaded. Mormons are supposed to be open to truth and life-changing principles, and the hope is that this book shares the truth of God with love and respect. Disagreeing with Mormon doctrine does not make someone anti-Mormon, nor does it reveal personal animosities. Some have left Mormonism for atheism, but we believe that there are good reasons and solid evidence to believe in God and the gospel. Chapter 2. In Search of the Good Life. Corey Miller. The purpose of human life is the finding of some type of happiness. In Mormonism, this is called the plan of happiness, or the plan of salvation. When Mormons look for this happiness, it is not merely subjective, but an objective end or goal, just like in Christianity. Both Mormons and Christians believe that the telos of our lives is to find happiness in God. But the process in which this is realized in Latter-day Saints, LDS, thinking is highly problematic. To enter celestial glory, one must be clean. No unclean thing can enter. Baptism washes away every stain, but then every subsequent sin becomes a black mark. Many adult Mormons struggle with doubts and depression and labor under the stress of perfectionism and performance anxiety. In Mormonism, one works out one's own salvation and makes oneself worthy of exaltation and entry into glory. It is true that Mormonism teaches that salvation is by grace and that the atonement of Christ is absolutely necessary for salvation. But they add works, self-effort, and merit to the process. The Bible, however, teaches the horrific nature of sin as something which separates us from God, and the nature of sin makes works righteousness impossible. Mormon theology requires self-salvation in works, but the biblical doctrine of sin and the gospel of Christ reveal that salvation can only be a gift of grace. Unlike in Mormonism, Christians can know that they are saved because of the witness of the Spirit and the testimony of Scripture and history. Two challenges to witnessing to Mormons are that they are taught there was a great apostasy, and the church fell away from the truth, and that the truth was restored by Joseph Smith. The epistemological burden on Mormons to show why Joseph Smith should be believed when everyone in previous history should be rejected cannot be met. There are simply no reasonable grounds. In the LDS, testimony is identified as a subjective experience of a burning in the bosom that confirms the truth of Mormon teaching. Through this feeling, the person is said to know that Joseph Smith was a true prophet, the Book of Mormon is true, and the LDS is the only genuine church. This pure subjectivism is untenable, and different Mormon sects all appeal to it to support their contradictory views, and to label others as apostates. Biblical Christianity is supported by all kinds of objective evidence and is not dependent solely on subjective emotional experience. Faith is a form of trust, and it is not blind to evidence and argument. Testimony is a part of evidence and should be taken seriously. But testimony can also be challenged or shown to be false or misinterpreted. Not every claim is true, and not every claim to religious special knowledge is what it purports to be. Alvin Plantinga is right that belief in God is properly basic, but basic beliefs can still require support, confirmation, and explanation. Basic beliefs can be defeated, and thus argument and evidence can overthrow the Mormon's purely subjective feeling. Mormons put great stock in authorities, but their authorities contradict biblical revelation. In Mormonism, there is a progression to the good life, but to enter celestial glory, we need to be made morally perfect. We also need to transition from humanity to divinity. Mormons must live up to the gospel and live in a state of perfection, which is crushing. According to their prophets, salvation comes through the atonement of Christ and our obedience to God's laws. Repentance and commandment-keeping go together, meriting forgiveness. If someone fails in repentance and falls into sin, their previous sins are said to be added back to their account. Only when we love God perfectly and rid ourselves of all ungodliness is God's grace sufficient for us. Salvation is only by grace after we do all that we can. We have to earn grace, which is a contradiction in terms. According to Mormonism, perfection is an achievable goal, and without it, there is no ultimate salvation. It must also be achieved in this life. This is not good news, but bad news. Sinners cannot rid themselves of all sin before they are forgiven and given grace. Only Jesus lived a sinless life, and only his death can pay for our sins. The doctrine of God in Mormonism is very different from the monotheistic God of Jews, Christians, Muslims, as well as philosophers who look at a supreme or perfect being. In the LDS understanding, God is more like the Greco-Roman gods. He is like a Superman. Mormons reject the idea that there is only one God, and they deny his omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, and eternality. There are countless gods who have achieved exaltation in countless worlds. The most basic difference between the Christian God and the Mormon deity is that Mormons believe that God was once not God. They believe that he became God, and that we can become God too. Through Christ, godhood can be ours. This change is referred to as the law of eternal progression. Humans become gods, and God grows in knowledge and power. The God we worship may be almost nothing compared to gods who have been progressing for eternity. Some Mormons teach that the progression is unbounded, while others assert that there are limits on perfection. Infinite perfection, however, can never be realized through successive, gradual change. No matter what, this world's God would be inferior to many others, or his very nature is incoherent. Scripture has no concept of God like he appears in Mormonism. In God's word, he is revealed as eternally perfect. Chapter 2. I was there. I believed. Latane C. Scott. I was the happiest Mormon who ever lived, completely satisfied, nourished, rescued, and ennobled by being a Mormon. Converted to Mormonism at 11, coming out of a very abusive and traumatic environment, Mormonism provided a rich source of meaning, hope, and joy. Latane was as in love with Mormonism as a person can be. In university, however, she was exposed to good literature that dealt with Mormonism from a non-Mormon perspective. This literature avoided the air of berating or insulting Mormons, and it assumed that Mormons were intelligent people who can fact-check. In the end, contradictions and errors became more and more apparent, and the Bible itself provided refutation to Mormon teaching. The Bible had to be accepted by faith as God's true word, and everything interpreted through its teaching. It is essential to know how sincere most Mormons are, but their doctrine is not coherent with Scripture. It was a huge loss to leave a religion and way of thinking and living, and it was difficult to trust another God. Avoiding fringe teaching and doctrine, at the heart of Mormonism are doctrines that no Christian can agree with. These teachings include 1. The idea that as man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. 2. The idea that temple work is essential to reaching the highest level of the celestial kingdom. 3. The idea that ultimate truth is to be found in the standard work as well as the LDS prophet and apostles. 4. The idea that a person must be baptized in the Mormon Church in order to have an authentic baptismal experience. 5. The idea that Joseph Smith and succeeding church leaders were given complete authority on earth. 6. The idea that the Mormon Church is the most trustworthy and authoritative church in the world. 7. The idea that a complete apostasy from Christ's teachings and church began in the 2nd century AD and necessitated a restoration instead of a reform. And 8. The assertion that a personal, feelings-based testimony of events and doctrines outside of one's own personal experience, Joseph Smith's first vision, for instance, is a reliable arbiter and authenticator of truth claims. Mormons believe that they know the truth by a subjective feeling and experience. Scripture nowhere tells us to test truth by subjectivity. In the LDS, truth also continues to change, and God continually gives new revelation. But the new revelations contradict previous ones. Mormons have revised both history and their scriptures. There have been deliberate cover-ups, and Joseph Smith was at times demonstrably dishonest. Mormon missionaries do not tell people about their church's most unbiblical teachings and ceremonies until after people are converted. It is not permitted to read literature that is critical of the church, and neither is it permitted to criticize church leaders, even when the stories about them are completely verifiable. Truth is altered on a pragmatic basis. Since the Mormon God grows and changes, truth develops too. Scripture teaches that God is triune, but this doctrine is rejected in Mormonism. It is essential for Christians to know that the Bible presents truth in everything it says, and it is accurate, historical truth, and also truth for living today. God is triadic, and he has created a triadic reality, with a triadic medium of communication, that is, language. Language can be precise and multifaceted, so it is a great tool for revealing the falsity of Mormonism. It is not a surprise that God reveals himself through words, and that the serpent launched its attack on God's words. When faced with facts and doctrinal contradiction, many Mormons choose the representation of their own testimony and the burning in their bosom rather than the testimony of the Word. The Bible has the unique ability to represent and interpret each fact in our lives. Rather than our past determining what we are now, Scripture helps us reform our representations and interpretations of the past. God actually interprets historical events before they come into existence. Creation is represented in God's mind before he brings its facts into being. This allows true and false prophecy to be a test case. And when Mormonism is investigated, it is shown to be filled with false prophecies. Many people in the LDS are perfectly sincere, but Joseph Smith invented a lie, and it has been perpetuated and reinforced over time. It is not true, and it has no power unless that power is granted to it. Chapter 4. Social Consequence of Mormon Teachings. Finding Post-Mormon Mental Health. Lynn K. Wilder. In teaching at BYU, the issues of race and racism in Mormonism emerged for Wilder. Although many Mormons are not racist, and the church currently disavows racist statements, there is no doubt that blacks have been discriminated against on the basis of official church teachings. In the 1960s, blacks were not allowed to attend BYU, and interracial marriages were forbidden. Blacks had been denied the priesthood in LDS churches, and official documents had taught that they were cursed. Another problematic issue was polygamy, as well as the fact that Joseph Smith denied practicing it, even though he did. Although the LDS church today vehemently denies that both polygamy and black skin is a curse teachings exist in the church, both doctrines persist in LDS scripture. Mormons believe that the Bible is mistranslated, so they trust their own books. But the teachings of Jesus are hard to find in their scriptures. Racism and polygamy were troubling issues, but the Bible opened up a new world. In the end, it wasn't because of social issues, the doctrinal errors and contradictions, and the checkered historical past of Mormonism that led to leaving the church. It was Jesus. Mormons simply do not know the teachings of Jesus, and they do not know him for who he really is. From a psychological, sociological, cultural, and anthropological perspective, Mormon teachings on race, polygamy, works righteousness for salvation, and that Mormons are Jews and the only true church are extremely damaging. Although official, codified racism no longer exists in the church, the LDS scriptures are filled with it. Every prophet endorsed their scriptures, including its racist content, and many added discriminatory pronouncements. This racism is antithetical to God's revelation in the Bible. Joseph Smith is a false prophet, demonstrably so, and as the foundation is rotten, the edifice collapses. With polygamy, the LDS teachings and their own scriptures conflict with each other, and with the Bible. Joseph Smith explicitly lied about his own polygamous practice. There are well-known psychological problems that attend sexual abuse and unhealthy relationships. When people are aware of their own sin, being told that they need to work for perfection can be debilitating. In the gospel, salvation is a gift of grace. But in Mormonism, God's grace only helps after we have done everything we can do. People are expected to obey every commandment and engage in numerous works. Baptism in the LDS Church, church membership and service, and obedience to all the laws of Mormonism are required. Every other group besides Mormons are apostates, and the only true church is found in Mormonism. Looking at each one of these issues and positions, they all generate a host of psychological and social harms. Jesus is truly enough, and he is the one that everyone needs. Chapter 5. Wrestling with Nature and God. James Vincent Eccles. Today, a number of Mormon doctrines are undergoing revisioning and nuancing, but many Mormons prefer the literalist and populist theology that the church held historically. In Mormonism, God is a creature who has a body. He was a human who became a god. Motivated by the joy of a Christian friend and the beauty of the creation, Eccles prayed to know the Creator. From this time on, he studied the Bible and the historical evidence for its reliability, as well as looked at other religions. Eventually, the truth dawned that Jesus Christ was God incarnate. Through the Spirit, life was entered. What were considered heresies in Mormonism was actually Orthodox Christianity. Science and evidence-based thinking often seem discordant with how many read and understand the Bible. Liberal theology and strict literalistic fundamentalism both seem to be in error. In both Christianity and Mormonism, many people are sincerely trying to please God, and they view any deviation from their beliefs as heretical or dangerous. Science and Christian faith are not enemies, but allies. Merging faith and science is entirely possible. Religious people are wrong to reject scientific theories, but it is also wrong to reject the biblical worldview. Naturalistic cause and effect works in our universe, but God is the ground of all being and creator and sustainer of everything. More than that, he is also the source and standard of goodness. Humans assess facts and events and interpret them and assign them meaning and value. This evaluating can be coherent because there is an ultimate ground and good. Whereas Mormonism fails to provide a coherent account of God and the universe, the Bible answers fundamental questions by revealing that God is one, God is spirit, and God is love. Each of these necessary truths is altered, rejected, or revised in Mormonism. God is seen as love in the divine family, and this understanding shapes Mormon family and social practices. In Christianity, the love of God is intrinsic and Trinitarian. In the gospel, God shows his love to us not because we are worthy, but because of his own nature and our need of his Son. The greatness of God's love is revealed in the cross of his Son, and in our eternal blessedness in him. Chapter 6. Why believe in God? Objections to faith by the New Atheism. Corey Miller and Lynn K. Wilder. The authors of this book left Mormonism and found Christ, but many Mormons have abandoned belief in God altogether. Reason, evidence, and faith are fully compatible with one another. Three key issues to address are: 1. The problem of evil, 2. The Bible, rationality, and modern science, and 3. The problem of the historical trustworthiness of the Bible. Each of these issues has received book-length treatment numerous times in other places. The New Atheists claim that faith requires blindness and ignoring evidence, but this is a false representation. For Christians, truth, reason, and morality are indispensable. After leaving Mormonism, it becomes clear that many of the Mormon teachings are false and lead to illogical conclusions. Unfortunately, many people who leave Mormonism assume that every religion and conception of God is erroneous and illogical as well. Mormons are conditioned to believe that if they leave the church, they are apostates and will experience bad things. Many atheists are taught to believe that every religion is bad and a force for evil in the world. No other issue has troubled people more than the problem of evil. Although our knowledge is very slight and we do not know every answer to every question, this does not mean that there are no ultimate answers known by God. Christianity as a worldview actually makes sense of the existence of evil, whereas in other worldviews, there is no problem of evil, because there is no evil. In some religions, evil is an illusion. In consistent atheism, there is moral nihilism. The very idea of evil and injustice requires a divine standard. Science does not disprove scripture. In fact, the Christian worldview is historically responsible for the Western world's pursuit of science. As Alvin Plantinga has argued, naturalism is actually the epistemological enemy of knowledge, since it renders the truth value of our thinking unknowable. Without God, there is no grounding for rationality. The relationship between faith and science is actually a philosophical one. In reality, faith and science are compatible and can be integrated. Mormons believe that the Bible has been mistranslated and corrupted, but the historical accuracy of the documents and the accuracy of their transmission shows the opposite. Unbiased historical research proves this to be the case. In the final analysis, historical, traditional, biblical Christianity is more logically coherent, empirically adequate, existentially viable, and practically livable than any other competing worldview. Trusting in Jesus is most plausible and satisfying. Copyright 2023, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.